bro. Welcome to the show. This is the Bipolar Badass, and I'm your host, Jazz. I'm here to help you feel like a badass despite your mental illness by helping you find your authenticity, strengths, and passions and mesh them into one beautiful life for yourself. So come on, baddies, let's take it the fuck on. Hey, bro, welcome to the show again. We are here today to talk about making shit yourself scary decisions when you're episodic, because sometimes that's all you fucking seem to be, right? I know for me, it's like springtime brings on all the episodes, and I was already in an episode, and then springtime just like amplified it. June just blew it up, and then now everything's fallen into stability again, I feel like. Hopefully, fingers crossed. So today we're going to talk about, I've made some decisions lately while I was hypomanic and mixed manic and just feeling all the feelings. And sometimes you have to. And that's the shitty part about bipolar, because who the fuck's making this decision? So I want to talk about how I made those decisions, figured out making those decisions despite the fact that I was in a place where I probably shouldn't have been. And I'm not saying, like, do not make decisions if you need to go to the hospital. Make the decision that you need to go to the hospital. But other than that, like, do not make big decisions about your life. But if you are just in these episodes and you can't get out of them and things are pressing, you have to make the decision. So I think that the first step in me making these decisions in a way that I'm not regretting my decisions as I'm falling into stability is I made them with my stable future self in mind. And that's because I have a really fucking strong relationship with her. I write letters to my future stable self. She writes letters to me. I figure out how to get in her head because she is the one I want to be. So I write, like I said, I write letters that say, hey, what would you do in this situation, future stable Jazz? What would you say in this situation? How would you handle going through this at work or at home or with your boyfriend? And ask her genuinely what she thinks. And then listen for her to answer. And that's the hard part. Listening to your future self, because like you're in a state where you're manic. Like, how the hell do you get yourself to think stably? And the secret is, don't lean on that manic mind. Lean on your wise mind when you can. And that is something that takes a lot of effort when you're hypomanic or manic. But that's what I do. I lean on that wise mind more than anything to ask my stable self these questions and figure it out and figure out what she would say in that situation. So, a lot of that is removing the emotion from it, removing the feel, like not the emotion, but removing like the intense emotion from it, the black and white feelings, the I feel this so I can't have this, the I have this so I can't feel this, those type of feelings, those type of situations, getting rid of those. And that's how I feel like I get that clarity of stable future self. If that makes sense. Hopefully that isn't just me rambling. And then the next thing that I do is ask somebody I love and trust, does this sound like me, and hear them out. After I've gotten that strong relationship with who I want to be. So you can't make decisions from other people. Like, you can't have other people make your decisions for you. You can't say, hey, mom, what should I do here? Hey, boyfriend, what should I do here? Like, you have to figure these things out for yourself, but you can't ask them, does this sound like a decision I would make? Because when you're manic, sometimes you're like making decisions that don't sound like you at all. Like, I know when I moved across the country, my mom was like, that does not sound like you, Jazz. Like, it does not sound like Jasmine is talking to me right now. And I was like, honestly, it's a goal I hadn't said a lot about in the past. So that's why she wasn't seeing that. And I still heard her out. I still heard her out and thought, okay, is this actually me? And in that situation, it wasn't actually me. I just hadn't shared that piece of me yet. And you have to know those kind of things to really use number two, this asking someone that you love and trust, if it sounds like you, you have to really know who you are to not listen to them and take everything that they say as truth. But you can do that, and you can listen to them and say, okay, I need to think on that topic. Am I doing this too quickly? I need to think on that topic. Does this sound like me? And then the last but not least thing that you're going to do, you're going to wait for clarity. And this might be a day, it might be a week, but you need to feel through the feelings that this decision is giving you to really know if this is actually you making the decision. And then you're going to have time to think about it, but not ruminate on it. So give yourself time each day to think about it, but don't sit there and ruminate on the same topic. Give yourself, I'm going to write a pro and con list today, and then I'm going to be done. I'm going to go over my pro and con list today, and I'm going to be done. Things like that. Don't sit there and just overthink on it and spiral. But you give yourself time to think about it so that you can give yourself a little bit of time for clarity in this decision. So those are the three things that I think really help me when I'm making shit myself scary decisions when I'm episodic. I hope that they help you as well. This is a really short episode, but like that's what I'm going to do, to be honest. I'm going to be doing really short episodes. So yeah, that's all that I have for today. And if you enjoyed it or got anything from it, make sure to share on Instagram to your story. I am at the_bipolarbadass. If you would like to tag me, that would be cool as fuck. And I literally can't wait to talk to you again. So I'll be back. You be back. We're going to have some conversations. Thanks. Bye.